There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mahomes in the shotgun. Kareem Hunt, the running back, goes in motion to set up a strong side. And now Mahomes looking right. Now the back of the end zone caught. DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the Chiefs kingdom. Your first kingdom touchdown. Kansas City set up with an incredible 35-yard catch in the middle of a circus. And he catches 8 yards deep in the end zone, and the Chiefs take a 9-7 lead.
Welcome to Kansas City, DeAndre Hopkins. Also Saturday, welcome to Kansas City, Mr. Ben Maller.
Yeah, we'll be out and about Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Landing. The three of us are going to join Ben Maller for a Maller meet and greet. What'd you say? You're going to get 36 Ben Maller chicken fingers at the Landing?
I think my buddy wants to come, if that's okay.
Of course. The more the merrier.
Because
people are flying in from across the country for this event, okay?
Dude. I'm going to eat at least 6 chicken strips.
I'm taking the over. Excited. I'm going to have 6. Oh, that's like whoop-de-doo.
I mean, 6
if
strips
you said 36, okay.
Well, I mean, between my buddy Mac and me, I mean, does it come like in a basket
it's
with fries?
It's a basket. Yeah, you get a basket. Well, yeah, I get the green beans, but
green beans and chicken tenders?
Oh, they're coated in butter. They're so good.
That's a terrible duo.
Yeah, no, they're really
duo,
good.
You
get the grilled, dry-rubbed chicken tenders at the Landing.
Do they have fried ones?
Yeah, of course.
Which one are the Ben Maller ones?
Either or. They come both ways. He's got the whole menu of tenders.
Bob, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I had 2 raviolis last night and half a piece of garlic bread. I'm fasting. Saturday.
All right, perfect.
I'm going to eat at least 6 chicken tenders.
And then you're going to get a soft pretzel and you're going to go, where have you been my whole life?
Oh, I'm getting carted out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting one of those, like, I'm gonna be that lazy POS that gets the cart at Hy-Vee that doesn't need it, but just gets in it to have it. So that's right. That's how I'm leaving.
And then you took it away from somebody who actually needs the cart.
And then I'm going to leave it in the middle of the parking lot.
That's right. That's what you got to do.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. So join us 2 to 4 at the Landing on Saturday. Ben will be in town. Then we're taking him to the Chiefs game on Sunday. And immediately when Mahomes went down last night, I get a text from Maller like, oh no. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I wanted to see Mahomes play. I'm like, you're going to be fine. Patrick Mahomes is going to play. He's going to play. He's going to be just fine. He's going to be out there on Sunday, and all is right in the world. So we want you to join us. Come up on Saturday from 2 until 4 at the Landing in Liberty. A lot of dignitaries are coming out. There's somebody who wants to meet you two in particular. So a lot of dignitaries going to be there.
Funny text coming in about Todd Bowles' facial expressions. Todd Bowles always looks like someone farted in his general vicinity.
He does, yes.
Every time they showed Bowles, it looked like his kid just told him they want to be on an influencer on TikTok.
Yeah, it's like, nah. Like, how does he not go for 2 in that late game situation?
We were all wondering.
What, and also, calling the timeout as well. Not like you left 30 seconds on the clock for Patrick Mahomes at the 30-yard line. And as Troy Aikman kept saying, he needs 30 yards. That's all he needs. Todd Bowles is calling a timeout and then not going for 2. And after the game, they asked Andy, are you surprised that he went that he didn't go for 2? And this is kind of Andy's reaction.
No. But I'm glad he didn't.
I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah, glad he didn't. No, I'm not surprised he didn't go for. He should have gone for two in that situation. That was stupid.
Was that in like the same tunnel that Andy Dufresne?
I don't know where that was, man. Yeah. Like great audio there.
Great malt box there. That one Arrowhead Drive.
Fantastic stuff. But
how did teams allow DeAndre Hopkins to come to Kansas City?
Yeah, that's amazing to me.
Like
right?
I'm still trying to because we obviously now Mac's reaction when he found out pays dividends to what the actual truth is to what he thought would happen. This is exactly what you would think. This is how you saw DeAndre Hopkins?
It turns out if you give him an offensive coordinator and a quarterback and a decent team, he's actually still pretty good. He's still a 6-time All-Pro, borderline Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, it turns out
it's not just all falling off a cliff. Like, this guy had 1,000-yard seasons with Will Levis.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. You know, he has a stadium named after himself. The 49ers play in Levi's Stadium, named after Will Levis, who drinks milk in his coffee with mayonnaise on top. Like, it's gross. But I was watching a little bit of the pregame show yesterday. Who doesn't love Swagoo, right? Like, how awesome is he?
He's awesome.
He's fantastic. I've loved him for the last couple of years because he was the first guy nationally that went, enough, stop trying to find somebody better than the Chiefs. Okay, enough. And yesterday he said getting Hopkins was a, quote, heist for KC. I'm like, heist? And so I said to you guys, let's say he gets 5 touchdowns the rest of the way. He got three more. This is one of the greatest heists in KC sports. I mean, this rivals Cole Reagans, in my opinion, right? Because Cole Reagans, that was a heist. I mean, that was an absolute heist to get Cole Reagans away from the Texas Rangers for a rental player in Aroldis Chapman. Shout out Gene Watson on that deal, right? Like, great job by the Royals
Watson,
to get him.
Yes!
And so they brought him here. That was a heist. Great move. The Royals are not where they are without Cole Reagans. I think that's fair to say. He's a bona fide ace. And then the Chiefs go out there and they get DeAndre Hopkins for, what, a 3rd-day draft pick or whatever it ended up being. And he comes into Kansas City, immediately pays dividends. Like, immediately, no matter what he does the rest of the way, it's already worth it for DeAndre Hopkins. And you got, you know, Swagoo out here calling it a heist. It is. It's one of the great heists in Kansas City sports. It's unbelievable that the rest of the league is like, yeah, sure, go to Kansas City, DeAndre.
I mean, this is why I think a lot of people... Because, look, the knee is irrelevant, right? Everyone's like, oh, his knee's injured. Like, that's what we were told. Yeah. And then we had Max buddies from his old place in Tennessee come on the show and be like, nah, it's really not.
Nah, he had a Levi's problem.
It's more so like, yeah, it's tender. I missed the beginning of the season in training camp because it was, you know, whatever. But now I'm just going to, like, make sure I'm healthy enough to go somewhere else. I mean, dude, he was just a stud last night.
Right.
I mean, absolutely just stud. And the catch... involving 3 other guys. He goes to the high point and gets it. The touchdown, he was a little bit behind him. He gets it, touches 2 feet in. And then in overtime, he had the big play on the sideline. And if you didn't cash in on his overs last night with a touchdown, receptions, and yards, unfortunately, those numbers are going to drastically go up because now you've seen what the Kansas City Chiefs like. And Patrick Mahomes now has his trust. And I thought the text line has a very good point here. The fact that he's only been here for 8 days and he's still learning the offense, and that's what you saw last night in his second game as a Kansas
City Chief. That's exactly right. That's what makes it exciting. And, you know, you get really, like get excited. Like, there's no other word for it to see what's the next step now with DeAndre Hopkins. And I'm sure they're inside the coach's office is getting excited about what the potential is as well for DeAndre Hopkins because it's not just a guy who's a veteran. It's a guy that Patrick Mahomes immediately trusts because Patrick Mahomes probably watched this guy before he got into the NFL, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, God, everybody
probably watched
him
at Clemson when he was in high school.
Yeah. Like, he's watched DeAndre Hopkins. Like, for Patrick Mahomes, that's kind of a, I don't want to use the term a star-studded moment, but for Patrick Mahomes, you're bringing in a guy that, like, I watched that guy. I know that guy. I know what he can do. I'm going to trust that guy, right? You're not bringing in some guy off the street that nobody knows about. This is borderline Hall of Famer DeAndre Hopkins. And so now Patrick Mahomes is like, I got 87 Hall of Famer. I got 8 who's a potential Hall of Famer right now. I've never seen anything like this, well, at least in the last couple of years. And so I'm sure Patrick Mahomes is feeling really good about it. And it's also causing people to make nonsensical conversation because Ryan Clark, who, I don't know, last couple of days, I'm like, on Ryan Clark, he tweets this, GMs should get together and ban other teams from trading players to the Chiefs. Y'all tripping, letting them get D-Hop. Kelsey is cooking now, too. Wait until angry running as Pacheco gets back. Lord. Well, that's called collusion, DeAndre or Ryan. They can't do that in the NFL. It is illegal to get together and do that. And so he's now advocating. It's gotten to that point, again, where people are losing their minds over the Chiefs. You've got one of the top analysts at ESPN advocating for collusion now in the NFL to shut down the Chiefs. That's what it's come to. If you can't beat them, cheat.
I just love it because it's just a security blanket. You talk about a cheese blanket with Mac Cotrero. DeAndre Hopkins is a security blanket. Like, Mahomes doesn't have to worry like he did with Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore. He can just literally throw the ball.
That's exactly right.
And he's going to catch it. And if there was ever a doubt that catch against the in the crowded room with three Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that even Mitch Holtz is like, that's interception. I think, man, never mind, he caught it. Also, real quickly, before we go to break, was that shade at Tennessee, his celebration?
I don't know, but I thought it was pretty good. Like, at first, it didn't click in at first to me, right?
Because like, we all said it in the house. We're like, oh, that's a Remember the Titans reference. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I think I don't know about Nashville. I think he loves Nashville.
I think that was an ode to them, right?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was an ode to Tennessee.
Like, was it a nice gesture?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, like, hey, because of Tennessee, them, I'm here now. For me. Yeah, thanks for getting me to KC and helping me out.
Exactly. 100%
the
way.
That.
Yeah,
I could see that.
100% the way I interpret it. Like, thank you guys for letting me go to Kansas City and have an opportunity to play with Mahomes and win a championship.
And it was cool hearing him postgame. We'll play that audio later. But, man, what a great attitude and just so grateful to be here. Man, he's awesome.
Man. 8-0.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.